brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen's joining us to break down the Fukushima reactor, the situation in Libya, Syria, Bahrain. The Bahrainian government saying it's a foreign-backed attempted overthrow of their country. This new UN precedent of Western-backed rebels, with special forces commanding them predominantly out of England, attack a country, and the country fights back against rebels. Now a bombardment, a no-fly zone, and an invasion is reportedly triggered. And that precedent is now being set. Now remember, here's the most important thing I've said today. I'm going to say it again. The globalist need a war to create artificial patriotic fervor to go along with the debasing of the currency, the robbing of the pension funds, economic martial law being declared in Michigan and other states, regular laws being phased out and suspended. They won't call it martial law. Internet kill switches, open calls for censorship of the internet. All of this now being done by design. They need a war. What has Tarpley told you? What have I told you? What has Dr. Roberts told you? What has every other serious political mind told you? The next playbook is war all over the world and airstrikes going in to back up the rebels. Attempted assassination of Gaddafi, which violates federal and international law. The resolution does not say it's a death penalty. You know, I guess they killed Slobodan Milosevic, never let him have a trial. After they had Al-Qaeda attack the Serbs, and Al-Qaeda's there doing the same thing, and he doesn't get a judge, jury, executioner. There can't be a trial where the facts come out. Not that Gaddafi's good, but everything that's been said's a lie. So they want to kill him with cruise missiles and 2,000-pound bombs, and they're trying right now. They've got drones up there. They've got on-the-ground spies. They're trying to target him. There's big secret bounties on his head, you better believe, and they're out to kill him. So they can roll in, put Al-Qaeda in charge, and then turn around and slap them down. And that'll give the bomb makers a place to drop bombs. Now, I want to continue with a total recap of all the latest developments in the Middle East and North Africa on the other side, but also want to take some of your phone calls on these issues. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And while we're busy focused on this, while we're busy covering these issues, while we're busy focused on what's happening in North Africa, the radiation cloud from the explosions last week is headed this way. The headlines are intensifying radiation all over Japan. And that's basically on the back burner now. And our media, the controlled corporate media, is saying, oh, increased radiation levels are no big deal because it's been diluted across the Pacific. So you do a general background radiation meter, it's only up a little because it's the little particles individually. Unless one of those sticks on the front of a Geiger counter, it doesn't go up much. But if you breathe it and then it sits there in your lungs, that's what all the nuclear physicists and medical doctors and radiologist experts have explained. That's why it's dangerous. That's why Chernobyl was dangerous, and that's why the cancers are going up. One of the cocktail of reasons that all of that is now happening as well. But I do want to take your phone calls. Will you guys launch my messenger to Minnesota so I can get those? Thank you. 1-800-259-9231. I have been exhausted lately because I've been thinking about this so intensely and realizing that you notice just everything is going crazy now. The globalists have flipped a switch, and the haywire has begun because they're transitioning into this global government model, this private corporate global governance model. And it's on. And the globalists are moving against all of our liberties, all of our freedoms in a big way. A federal jury's convicted the Liberty Dollar creator. Totally legal what he did according to every law. Ron Paul said that. You've got North Carolina, Montana moving for their own gold and silver currencies. Will the feds arrest governors? This is a global mafia we're under. They've got to be stopped.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Webster Tartlett is going to be joining us the last 30 minutes of the next hour. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we've got Wayne Madsen, formerly with the NSA, to give us his take on what's happening internationally. I want to recap and get into some of the latest news in North Africa with Libya and the new war that's been launched there. Then I want to get into the latest on the Fukushima Japan ongoing meltdown. Then I'm going to your phone calls, Jack in Japan, Mark, Marshall, Tim, Ben, and others that are patiently holding. Here's the most important information. Even the London Telegraph reporting it is Al-Qaeda that's been launching the attacks. SAS-backed, British Special Forces-backed the entire month-long attack. They got defeated. So now the West is publicly bombarding and trying to assassinate Gaddafi that violates international law. I know at a bestial level, people feel powerful, but this is not our military. This is the global government's military doing this. Here's the Prison Planet article breaking it down. U.S. government backs Libyan al-Qaeda while hyping terror attacks inside the United States. And that's really the biggest news, is they're saying, look for Gaddafi to strike. It would serve the globalists to stage terror attacks now. I'd say we're in prime danger of it happening. Not 100% they're gauging right now. To stage terror attacks, then blame it on Gaddafi, use that as a pretext to launch the amphibious invasion with the Marine Corps and NATO UN-backed invasion ships right off the coast of Tripoli right now, and they get to then crack down on the American people and take more liberties. In Yemen, in Bahrain, those are Western allies. They're having massive riots, and the military is cracking down on people. In the globalist enemy state, rogue state of Syria, the, quote, protesters are hitting key government buildings and telecommunications infrastructure. And are we going to hear a new UN resolution that an invasion has to now happen in Syria because they're abusing their population? They're abusing the globalist special forces that are attacking and murdering people. Meanwhile, U.S. Army kill team in Afghanistan poses for photos of murdered civilians, including children. This is the type of stuff that's going on. This is the type of stuff that's unfolding. Will we be invaded? Undoubtedly someday when the Southwest gets lit on fire by the illegal alien Ford Foundation controlled groups. Yeah, there's been open talk about using a UN stabilization force and using Mexican and Canadian troops in the U.S. during civil insurrection. That's now mainstream news. Ottawa Citizen, Associated Press. They've been planning this a long time. NLEO 9, NLEO 10. FEMA drilling with 14 foreign nations to take over the U.S. Don't think it won't happen here. Don't think this global government precedent isn't being set with the UN last Thursday ordering the West to start the no-fly, which is doublespeak for bombardment and physical ground invasion. This is unbelievable what's going on, but it's part of the stratagem of tension predicted by myself and other experts here years ago. This is the Brzezinski-David Rockefeller global stratagem of destabilization. There is so much to break down here. France is collapsing, France 24 reports. That's what Le Pen is saying. We're going to be going over that as well. Let me shift gears into Fukushima. Here are the headlines. Infowars.com, Japan's nuclear crisis debacle and the depopulation agenda. Fox News is still rolling footage of the plant before it blew up to make you think it's undamaged. Pounding rain fuels radiation fears in Japan. Driving rain on Monday disrupted rescue efforts in Japan and compounded the misery of disaster. Survivors now facing radioactive fallout from the smoldering wreck of the nuclear plant. You mean plants. They're now picking up to 26 times health regular doses of radiation in spinach, other food, and water supplies. As far away as Tokyo, 150 miles away. Meanwhile, you've got days and days, over a week of radiation blowing our way with no actual readings coming out. The federal government and UN saying, well, they're above normal, but that's not bad for you. With, again, the background radiation is one thing. It's the individualized fallout particles themselves higher that they're picking up from a distance with the Geiger counters. You breathe that. You get it on your fingers. You rub your eyes. One particle is enough to accelerate your cancer risk massively. But we're seeing the cover-up. We saw with Chernobyl, Three Mile Island. Hey, it's no big deal. In fact, Ann Coulter, Fox News, we actually have these clips. If you think I'm joking, just type in Ann Coulter says radiation good. In fact, folks won't believe that. Pull up the clip. It's from an article Friday. Go to YouTube. Ann Coulter says radiation good for it. It's a short clip. We'll play it later as soon as you find it. Pounding rain fuels radiation fears in Japan. Workers flee Japan nuclear plant as smoke rises yet again today. You're being told by the media, predominantly on the big nightly news, oh, it's cleaned up, problem's getting better. They may have to Chernobyl it and actually cover it with sand and concrete. Yeah, it's smoking and still on fire, but don't worry about it. 600,000-plus spent fuel rods, six reactors, four of them have blown up. Everything's fine. Workers flee Japan. Nuclear plant, as smoke rises, radiation rising. Gray smoke rose from two nuclear units today, temporarily stalling critical work to reconnect power lines and restore cooling systems that's to stabilize Japan's radiation-leaking nuclear complex. They dump seawater into all of it that gums up the systems. There's been huge explosions. Don't count on that power getting it back on. I'm just being a realist. Workers are racing to bring the nuclear plant under control, but the process is proceeding in fits and starts, stalled by incidents like the smoke and by the need to work methodically to make sure wiring, pumps, and other machinery can be safely switched on. Our crisis is still going on. Our crisis is with the nuclear plants. We're doing everything we can to bring this to an end. Governor Yuhi Sato of Fukushima Prefecture, where the plant is located, told the more than 1,000 people moved away from the plant into a gymnasium. Don't give up. We know you are suffering. Please get us out of here, yelled a 63-year-old Japanese truck driver. What caused the smoke to billow first from Unit 3 at Fukushima Daiichi plant and later from Unit 2 is still under investigation. Yeah, right. They admit partial meltdowns of four of the plants, explosions, two reactor cores breached, 600,000-plus fuel rods blown hither and there. Nuclear Safety Agency officials said still in the days since March 11th earthquake, the tsunami racked the plant's cooling system. Both reactors have overheated and seen explosions. Four of them have. Workers were evacuated from the area to buildings nearby. Their radiation levels remain steady, the officials said. That's a nice way to spin higher levels. They're steady. Problems set off by disasters have ranged. The head of the plant said last Friday that it's enough to kill you. Started crying. Couldn't be part of the cover-up anymore. Problems set off from the disasters have ravaged and raged far beyond the devastated northeast coast and wreaked nuclear plant, handing the government what has been called Japan's worst crisis since World War II. Man, I'm exhausted, folks. I know you are, too. Imagine the people in there trying to secure those plants so they don't have total meltdown, which may have even happened. We don't know the truth. Cover-ups are admitted. We just don't know the extent. Imagine them risking their lives, just watching this, just reporting on it is exhausting. U.S. makes potassium iodine available in Japan. Now we know why the government's been hoarding it, because they're shipping it to Japan. Makes sense. Taiwan Japanese restaurant offers radiation checks for diners. Japanese government admits potassium iodine pills should have been distributed earlier. It's always something good to have in your medicine cabinet. Japan radiation release long-term problem, France's ASN says. The release of radiation from the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant will be a problem for Japan to years to come. What about us directly in the line of the fallout? According to French nuclear watchdog, we are at the beginning of the post-accident phase. André-Claude Lacoste, head of the Paris-based nuclear watchdog group, said at a press conference in Paris today, Japan will have to deal with the consequence of this accident. Japan will have to deal with the consequences of this accident for decades. Radioactive contamination, which has been significant, could spread as far as 100 kilometers around the site, he said, or already has, said Japan's chief cabinet secretary. And they're saying radiation levels, 26 times normal levels, found on spinach and in the water and other food, is safe. Tell that to folks who get cancer. Jack in Japan, what can you tell us, Jack?
Well, basically, Alex, the first thing I've got to let you know, I'm not sure, I haven't heard you report on this yet. If you have in today's episode, I apologize, but the first thing I wanted to let you know is that in our drinking water, we've now got dangerous levels of radioactive iodine-131 and cesium-137 in the prefectures of Fukushima, Ibaraki, Gunma, Tochigi, and in diminished levels, but even in Tokyo.
Yes, sir, we did report that last night and today, but I should have reported it more. In fact, we'll put on screen, just search the term radioactive iodine found in Japanese drinking water and food, as well as some other isotopes, in one prefecture, 26 times safe levels.
That's correct. That's correct. And I got a message for Ann Coulter. If she thinks radiation is so nutritious, then I'll either pay for her airfare to come out here, or I'll brew up a pot of coffee with my cesium-137 water, and I'll ship it to her. I couldn't.
Well, that's a good point to make. We should publicly challenge Ann Coulter. In fact, I'm publicly saying that I will pay for her a first-class ticket to Tokyo from wherever she lives. In fact, I want to get Watson or Aaron Dykes or Kurt. I want to put the challenge out at Infowars.com to Ann Coulter right now that I will pay for her a first-class ticket, room and board, to go to Fukushima, and I'm sure they'll let her tour the reactors themselves. If it's so good, I think she should go drink water directly from the reactor cores.
Oh, and Alex, I will drive her up there personally. I was disgusted when I heard those comments. I swear to goodness. And one more note of concern. You are correct. The work at the reactors was suspended at 3:55 local time today due to fires in the reactor cores. And one of the reactors is the number 3 reactor. That's the dangerous MOX reactor. And according to my research, we've got something on the order of 1,760 tons of live and spent fuel on site. And you compare that to Chernobyl with 180 tons, and this thing is pretty serious, if you ask me.
Tell you what, stay there, Jack. Your intel is absolutely on target from all our research. I want to get more from you on the other side than Mark Marshall, Tim, Ben, and others. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Genesis Network, GCNLive.com. There is no doubt that there's an ongoing cover-up about the disaster in Japan. They're using the new war as a distraction.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Putting our money where Ann Coulter's mouth is. Kurt Nimmo at InfoWars.com right now is writing the story. Headline, we will pay Ann Coulter to go to Fukushima radiation zone. And we're going to state it for, okay, lady, you say radiation's good for it, and there's a growing body of evidence. They target certain cancers with it because it kills cells. not the entire body being hit by it. Every major study shows it increases cancer. No one denies that. But this is their brazen propaganda. Not only is the radiation hitting the U.S. not bad, it's good for you. Yes, it's very good for the atomic soldiers. It was very good for the folks at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's very good for plant workers that have inhaled uranium and plutonium. Even the folks that mine it, when it's not enriched, die from it. Incredible. Jack, I mean, talk about brazen propaganda. That's certainly it. Jack from Japan. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, basically, you know, I had a meeting with several people today, and basically everybody knows that the government is lying to us, and everyone is getting very, very angry, not just at the government, but at the Tokyo Power and Electric Company. Everybody knows just the basic design of these reactors. I mean, why would you put something that's dangerous, fissile, and can explode on top of something that can explode? In other words, I'm sure as your listeners know, they've got the spent fuel rods and the grooves of these reactors. And so it's like, why would I store my gasoline on top of my, you know, on top of my pile of, you know, fireworks and whatnot?
No, on top of your stove.
Exactly. And the people are really starting to get wise quick. And some of the good news is some of the local level government people, as you mentioned, the mayor of the one particular town and the governor of Fukushima, they're getting wise quick, too. And I'll tell you what, people are getting really angry. And I am definitely going down to Tokyo Power and Electric in Tokyo to talk to some managers. And I'm going to film it and do a little We Are Change style guerrilla filming when I get the chance. One more thing I want to add, Alex, get this. They haven't even closed the schools. Okay, the kids are walking 20, 30 minutes going to schools. They're playing outdoors for an hour during recess, especially right about now because the school year changes over in April here in Japan. September in America.
Well, no, I saw that in the news. That's just like 9/11 with all the asbestos dust. They've got to say don't wear masks. They've got to keep the schools open, or they'd have to admit that there was a problem.
Exactly. And so it's just everything's fine. Just go back to sleep. No problem. Send your kids to school. Meanwhile, it's raining and they're playing outside. And we've still got here where I'm at. The radiation has gone down a little bit. It's only about six times the normal amount of radiation. But in other parts, a little bit closer, it's really bad, like in Ibaraki Prefecture and in Tochigi Prefecture and Fukushima Prefecture.
And again, that's an error reading, not the spinach, not the water where it's dissipated and basically condensed and had a chance to bioaccumulate.
Exactly. And you better believe when they started taking the spinach off the shelves, a lot of the people that I know, including just, you know, little grandmas and grandpas who don't even really follow, you know, the news too well, they really started to wake up when they saw this. You know, one other thing, Alex, I wanted to share with your listeners is just, you've mentioned it before on your show, and I just want to say it's true here. You know, spread this information out because people might chuckle at you right now. They might not believe you right now. But when this stuff starts coming true later, they are really going to start listening to you. And believe me, the people who, you know, listened to me but didn't buy any storable food or water, that's the group of people who came to me today to have a meeting at my house to talk to me about what we should do about this situation because they understood that, you know, this information is real. And if you do things, and if you do get prepared, if you do look towards the future and not necessarily trust every single thing that comes out of the government mouthpiece and rather trust things that come out of the alternative media, you can be better prepared when a situation like this comes down the pike.
Very well said, Jack from Japan. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, just that, let me tell you, people really are living on pins and needles here. I mean, I used to live in Fukushima, Alex. I look at the pictures of like Iwaki in Fukushima and I recognize the streets and now they're just torn to shreds. Another place that has been really damaged are the graveyards, and graveyards are really important because it's like your whole family history goes into one single grave. All right. For hundreds of years, for one single grave, it's all your grandparents and great grandparents and everything. And now it's just smashed. And so people are just really pretty much just living day to day. And it's really it's a sad situation. And just people out there, listeners and everybody, just pray for Japan. Just pray for us if you can. I appreciate it.
We will, Jack. Thank you so much for the call. I will get to Mark, Marshall, Tim, Ben, and others while Wayne Madsen is live on air with us. We're going to look more into Fukushima with him, but also what's happening in North Africa in this new war. The U.N., watch this. This is the purest U.N. war ever. Congress had nothing to even say. This was the United Nations basically calling the shots, as Obama said, another big step for globalism. Anytime there's a protest in a country now, there's any police brutality, look for us to invade.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We are halfway into this worldwide broadcast. We just talked to Japan, to a caller in Japan, Jack. We're going to continue with your phone calls throughout this hour into the next, in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us. Words cannot describe how hypocritical and ridiculous it is that the West, the big banks, the military-industrial complex that runs our country, claimed a month ago that they didn't have any special forces in Libya and that they weren't involved in the destabilization program. Now it's been admitted for at least 3 weeks that British special forces and other mercenaries not just regular government SAS, Special Air Services, are in the country leading the groups, and that, yes, it is, quote, the CIA Al-Qaeda Brigade out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt. And it's in the London Telegraph, CNN. They go, oh, is it wrong that Al-Qaeda's hailing this and that Al-Qaeda's doing it? Maybe not. Al-Qaeda was good when they attacked Serbia as a pretext to start that war. Oh, look, the Serbs are being mean to the Al-Qaeda. We've got to invade and hand it over to Albania, basically. Oh, they used Al-Qaeda to attack and start the war with the Russians. Is that saying the Russians were little angels? No. The point is, the globalists are starting these wars. And now they've tried to assassinate Gaddafi in the last 24 hours with cruise missiles and bombs. That's confirmed by BBC and others. That's a violation of international law. No judge, no jury, no execution. The no-fly zone doesn't say they can try to kill Gaddafi. Notice Hillary and others have said you will accept a humanitarian force, that's a ground force, or we will completely destroy you. So this is a new war, and it's part of this larger strategy of tension. And we have the UN with its ruling, with its resolution Thursday, ordering this launch and calling it a no-fly zone. But in the body is the language for aerial bombardments that are now on and physical invasion with two Marine Corps giant amphibious invasion ships. They're basically Marine Corps ground invasion command carriers. They're like stub carriers. They're about little 60% the size of a regular carrier the Navy has. You can pull them up if you want online. Their names are in the news. They're similar to the Coronado, but it's not there. That was the Coronado I watched do a drill of landing in the Bay Area of Oakland and San Francisco and disgorging U.S. Marines and foreign troops with role players screaming, I'm an American, please no, not to camp, don't take my gun. That was a big wake-up call for me in 1999. It's in my film Police State 2000, by the way. Now, Wayne Madsen is a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist. He's written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, Counterpunch, Online Journal, Corp Watch, Multinational Monitor, News Insider, These Times, The American Conservative. His columns have appeared in the Miami Herald, Houston Chronicle, Philadelphia Inquirer, Columbus Dispatch, Sacramento Bee, The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, among others. He's been all over international television, formerly with the NSA, before that in submarine warfare, anti-submarine warfare. Also worked for RCA Corporation. He reports from Capitol Hill and the National Press Club. WayneMadsenReport.com is the website. We're linked to it on Infowars.com. Wayne, looking at this, it's quite a precedent. We now have clearly special forces backed, hitting key targets, government buildings, telecommunications in Syria. The new president said that if sovereign governments repel Western-backed rebels, that there will then be a Western invasion. Is this the Zbigniew Brzezinski destabilization program that he wrote about 3 years ago?
Well, I'll tell you, I think what we're seeing playing out in Libya, now also probably in Yemen, is the co-option of these Arab revolts by the CIA and their allied intelligence and special forces units in these NATO countries. No one would doubt that what happened in Tunisia probably surprised a lot of people. That's then spread to Egypt. And it was clear that it was bound to spill over the Egyptian and Tunisian border into Libya. It spread into Algeria, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and other countries. But now what we're seeing play out is NATO launching this attack on Libya. Now, this is a game changer. Many in the Libyan opposition did not want U.S. And NATO forces in the country, but I think that there's probably now two types of or two forms of Libyan opposition. There are those who are Libyan nationalists who just want to see Gaddafi go, and then there's the others who have been waiting in the wings in London, in Washington, and other places, waiting for this moment. And these are the groups that are probably going to want to take over with the CIA and MI6's support. And what we're going to see is Libya's tremendous oil deposits being the target for these countries. Now, that said, I think we also have to look at there's a huge split within NATO and the European Union, And we probably haven't seen a split like this in NATO since the 1956 invasion by Britain and France of Suez. And, of course, President Eisenhower would not support that, and that created a major rift in NATO. Now we see Turkey and Germany, two large NATO countries after the United States, as far as military power is concerned, not supporting this effort. And the worst thing, the Italians are now involved, and that is the former colonial power that ruled Libya. And I can't think of anything worse than having Italians participate in a military adventure against Libya.
Benito Mussolini actually invaded, for those that don't know. Now they'll say he's a good guy, but for those that don't know, this will clearly now unify more Libyans behind Muammar Gaddafi.
Right, and we have, of course, Mussolini's ideological son, Silvio Berlusconi, now in power in Italy, and, of course, he's facing all kinds of legal problems, messing around with underage hookers, and the guy's mafiosi from the word go. But he's looking at this, obviously, as a chance for him to gain political points. He was basically almost on his way out. And now we see Harper in Canada providing military forces for this invasion of Libya. And they're saying that his poll numbers are up in Canada. So I'm looking at people like Sarkozy and Berlusconi and Harper trying to make political points in this. And now we had Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, Gaddafi's son, state that Sarkozy's presidential campaign was bankrolled by Libyan money. Now that brings up the whole thing with the Clearstream bank accounts, Sarkozy being funded from money outside of France. And he went after Dominique de Villepin, tried to put him in jail for slander. And now it looks like probably what de Villepin and the others in the Chirac government were saying about Sarkozy was true. This guy was the first guy to run to Gaddafi and meet him in Libya, and now he's the first one to launch French warplanes against Libya. So we're seeing a lot.
We also have the EU head, Herman Van Rompuy, just a few months ago embracing Gaddafi. You have the British government embracing him, selling him most of his weapons. Is this an attempt to go ahead and kill Gaddafi so that he won't use all of his blackmail on them?
Well, I think so. He's obviously got a lot of information about what's been going on behind the scenes, just like Saddam Hussein had a lot of information about some of these leaders of these Western countries, and obviously the launch of the cruise, the Tomahawk that hit his compound in Tripoli, where I actually was in October of 2009. There's a monument there to the Reagan attack against Gaddafi, where his daughter was killed in 1986. And that's a violation of Executive Order 12333, which prohibits the assassination of foreign leaders. Of course, we've violated that so many times over the years with the, the insane and there's been other covert operations against other world leaders that haven't gotten as much publicity over the years. But now we see a group in Congress, Democrats and Republicans, saying, look, Obama went to the UN. He went to NATO, but he never went to Congress to get authorization for this action. And there's one Democrat, apparently, who's willing to put forward articles of impeachment against President Obama.
Wayne Madsen, let me stop you right there, because that's the big issue I've been making since last Thursday. No statements, no even resolution, much less a declaration of war, which we haven't had since World War II. Now we're seeing nothing from Congress within 24 hours of the UN voting for a no-fly zone. It turns into a bombardment, with British news reporting that SAS smash squads are on the ground in Libya to mark targets for coalition jets. The rebels arrested a bunch of SAS, as you know, 2 weeks ago that embarrassed everybody. Clearly, they waited till the rebels were backed up in a corner so that they would have to accept Western intervention. What's the larger strategy in all of this? Why do you think this came together so fast? Does it play into the trillion-dollar nuke industry desperately needing a distraction from the radioactive clouds still drifting this way?
Oh, wow. It hasn't been interesting the last couple of weeks with the way the news cycle has gone. First, we had massive coverage of the Arab Revolt. Then we had the earthquake, tsunami, and the nuclear disaster in Japan. And now we're back to Libya. So, you know, the news media, the corporate media, only goes for the news of the day. And then other major news events are not covered. And I think we're seeing a lot of that play out now. It's the news du jour, as I call it here in Washington. So, I think that plays a lot into this a lot, that the focus is moving away from other issues. As you said, the nuclear meltdown at Fukushima being a major a story that's not only being suppressed by the Japanese government media, TEPCO, but also I think we see a lot of the nuke industry here, the nuke lobby, trying to play down the safety effects of that. So I think a lot of this news is intertwined, and the gatekeepers, the corporate news gatekeepers, are trying to have it their own way and how they report these breaking stories.
Wayne, I want to get more into the unfolding crisis, still having trouble getting those reactors under control, more gas explosions, more off-gassing unfolding today. Japanese still talking about a Chernobyl option of just burying the reactors. I want to get into Ann Coulter saying radiation's good for you. That's the actual headline. But before we go there, why do you think Obama went with this? To strengthen global governance, to strengthen the corporate state through the UN, to totally cut Congress out of the loop? What's the constellation, the cocktail of reasons that they engaged in this naked act, you know, lying and saying he'd raced to Venezuela, he'd gone to Zimbabwe, saying he'd strafed crowds? Turns out that isn't true. I mean, the point is, I'm not saying Gaddafi's a good guy, it's just that they've been lying about him, and now we have giant Marine Corps and Navy amphibious invasion carriers off the coast, and the resolution, and Hillary's also said this, that if he doesn't accept a humanitarian ground force, that means an armed force, that there will be an invasion. So they pretty much stated the ground invasion right there. We've got Gaddafi handing out over 1 million firearms, preparing to for guerrilla warfare.
Right, and I think what this shows is that Obama's no different than his predecessor when it comes to these coalitions of the willing. That we saw this play out in Iraq. We saw it play out in Afghanistan. And here we see it playing out again. There were no vetoes in the UN Security Council, but it was to establish a no-fly zone. Now we even have the Arab League that supported no-fly zone, saying, wait a minute, we weren't talking about launching cruise missiles and killing civilians, which we have many reports now that many civilians were killed by these NATO strikes on Libya. So they parade out a couple of countries, a few Air Force planes from Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. Big deal. We don't see where's Egypt in this whole operation. It's Obama is a neocon. His advisors are neocons. That he can call himself a Democrat till the cows come home, but the foreign policy of Obama is no different than the foreign policy of George W. Bush.
What about this precedent? What about this precedent, Wayne? We've got limited time here. I hopefully stay a little bit in the next hours so we can take calls.
Sure.
But what about the precedent being set here where any time there's an uprising in a country and if the nation crushes them in any way, then there's got to be a UN-ordered invasion, but then there's the hypocrisy of the West crushing and killing demonstrators, as has happened in England at G20 and other events. There's the specter of cops shooting people in the back. There's the specter of the similar things. On the heels of the hypocrisy energized, the illustration energized and highlighted by U.S. Army kill team in Afghanistan posed for photos of murdered civilians, including little bloody dead children, with the, quote, kill teams, as Private Gruckheimer first revealed 8 years ago, that they're ordered to go into villages and kill babies and everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. See, you look at what's going on in the Middle East, North Africa right now. The president of Algeria brutally put down demonstrations in Algiers, but he's a good friend of Sarkozy in France. He's a good friend of ours. We're not seeing no-fly zones established over Algeria, for example. We now have several Yemeni generals, many of whom were part of this regime in Yemen, corrupt as all get out, now saying, oh, we're with the opposition. That looks to me like the CIA is trying to also co-opt the Yemeni revolution, just like they did the Libyan revolution. And obviously they want President Saleh gone, just like they wanted Gaddafi gone. This is an attempt by the CIA to basically take over the revolutions where they see fit. And in places like Bahrain with those poor people, now they're going into hospitals and shooting people who are being treated in hospitals in Bahrain, blowing up the Pearl Square Monument because it was seen as a sort of a rallying point for the opposition. But Bahrain is hosts a U.S. naval base. We don't see any no-fly zone being put over Bahrain. And where's the no-fly zone over Israel? So they stop attacking defenseless Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. We don't see any no-fly zone there. This is very selective. This is a typical neocon operation.
Well, since when is a no-fly zone British Special Forces backing al-Qaeda rebels?
Well, it was just like Iraq and under Clinton, no-fly zone over Iraq, and we had all kinds of special forces going in, penetrating the border through the Kurdish no-fly zone area to get Saddam Hussein. This is the same playbook being used all over again.
What's the end game? We'll talk about that straight ahead. Why are they doing this? Then Fukushima. Then your calls. Wayne Madsen.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Okay, callers, Wayne's going to stay with us 20 minutes in the next hour. We'll get into Fukushima. We'll take your phone calls. Webster Tarpley, who called all of this with precision 3 years ago, is going to be on with us at the bottom of the next hour. Doctor of history. He's also an economist. Wayne's websites, WayneMadsenReport.com. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, we're also listener-supported when you buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the materials at Infowars.com. We've now been shipping since last week. Didn't officially come out till today, but we've been shipping since last week. Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, an excellent new book by Mark Dice. We're the sole place to get this powerful book. We have it discounted with some of my films as well at Infowars.com. You can also support us with your 15 cent a day, $5.95 a month, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You can see the live video streams, the archive of the video, all my films, expanded extras, exclusive interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Wayne, getting back to Tripoli and getting back to this new UN precedent where the UN gives an order and NATO and America jumps, obviously because it's their puppet they created to have this illusion of international solidarity, but it's the Security Council doing this, not outside nations. You know, the 160 plus that aren't part of the Security Council, but having those ground invasion ships, those amphibious delivery systems off the coast with tens of thousands of troops, having Hillary say and Obama say, you will submit to us, you will allow an international aid force in, which means the military, or else, they're basically gearing up for an invasion, a ground invasion. Do you disagree with that?
Well, obviously, that if they've got these troop ships off the coast with Marines, that's a real contingency that they're considering, and it seems like even Secretary of Defense Gates may have been overruled on this, believe that or not. I mean, he's a holdover from the Bush administration, but he was never too keen on this operation. I think he, of all people, know how thin U.S. forces are spread right now. We're in Afghanistan. We're in Iraq. We've got this covert war in Pakistan. We've been involved with Yemen and now Libya. And I would also note that a very interesting interview was given by General Wesley Clark. Now, I'm certainly no big fan of his, especially after what he did to Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia. But he said that after 9/11, he met a colleague in the Pentagon who said, listen, we're going to invade Iraq. He said, what do you mean Iraq? What's going on? He said, well, there's a plan that we're going to go into Iraq. We're going to go into Syria. We're going to go into Libya. And there was a couple other countries. And eventually we're going to go into Iran. So it seems like whoever this guy was who told Clark this was on the money also. And we see Obama just carrying out this same plan that was hatched by the neocons under George W. Bush.
You're absolutely on target again, Wayne. And under this new precedent, if people rebel, then the West invades. That's pointed right at Iran.
Oh, I think Iran is, and I think what's happening now in Bahrain, where you have a majority Shia population, you had the king of Bahrain now try to justify his bloody crackdown on the opposition by saying, well, Iran was involved. Well, he didn't say, he said outside parties. Well, we know who he's talking about. And he had the Saudi troops come across the Causeway Bridge into Bahrain, and there's videos of them just shooting people at point blank range, just like that infamous photo of that South Vietnamese police high ranking officer shooting that suspected Viet Cong in the head. We have videos coming out of Bahrain. Where's the no fly zone over Bahrain? We don't hear Hillary Clinton talking about that, or Barack Obama. Barack Obama was in Brazil as this military action was launched. Brazil voted against, they basically abstained in the Security Council on this resolution.
All right, Wayne, we got a break. Yeah. Stay there. When we come back, we're going to start taking calls. But then later in the next 20 minutes, I'm going to bring up the biggest issue yet. They're saying Gaddafi's probably going to launch terror attacks. Will the globalists launch a false flag, legitimize the war?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.